Leftist claiming to have torn down historic statues daunts police, dares them to arrest him. By Chris Tomlinson on August 18, 2021. A Canadian far leftist has claimed his own participation in tearing down a statue of Canada's first Prime Minister Sir John A. Macdonald over the weekend in Hamilton and dared police to try and arrest him. Peruvian-born leftist activist Miguel Avila Velarde, who claims to be a member of Antifa, admitted to having participated in taking down the statue of Sir John A. Macdonald on Saturday, writing publicly on Facebook, "We did it and here I am, fuckers. Arrest me for what, mischief and vandalism?" Avila Velarde post was in response to a press release put out by the Hamilton police, which identified four suspects who took part in the far-left extremist attack on the statue, with Avila Velarde among them. The toppling of the statue came after an Indigenous Unity rally on Saturday, and according to its organizer, the act of vandalism was just the tip of the iceberg and slammed the local city council, who previously voted not to remove the statue. "It's a really small thing the city could have done to support Indigenous people to show we are heard. And they could not do it," protest organizer Jordan Carrier said. The toppling of the statue of John A. Macdonald is not the first time Avila Velarde has been involved in toppling statues in recent months. In June, Miguel Martin Avila Velarde posed with the head of the Statue of Ontario educator Edgerton Ryerson and later posted a picture on Facebook of him smashing the head off of the statue and called himself the Statue Slayer in another post. In a post on Tuesday, Avila Velarde turned his sights on a statue of Sir John A. Macdonald in Toronto at Queen's Park, the home of the Ontario Parliament. "I am proud of my actions that statues needed to be removed. It was a long-standing request to Hamilton City Hall," he said and addressed Toronto Mayor John Tory, saying, "My question, do we have to ask John Tory to remove at Queen's Park the biggest boxed-in criminal, John A. Macdonald in a box?" he said on Facebook. The statue of Canada's first Prime Minister in Toronto has been boxed up and hidden from public view since July of last year, when it was vandalized with pink paint on July 18. It has remained hidden for over a year with a bag over the statue's head. Breitbart London contacted Hamilton police but have not received a response to our inquiries as to whether or not they have identified Avila Velarde or any of the other suspects and if an arrest warrant for the Antifa extremist has been issued. The tearing down of statues in Canada over the past year or so, from statues of Sir John A. Macdonald in Hamilton and Montreal to statues of Queen Victoria and Queen Elizabeth II in Winnipeg, have come largely in reaction to alleged unmarked graves found in Canadian residential schools. The residential school system was a system of forced assimilation of First Nations children that began in the 19th century and has seen a number of alleged cases of physical and sexual abuse of children. Along with statues being pulled down, Canada also saw a wave of suspicious fires and vandalism attacks on churches across the country since June. According to the news website True North Centre, at least 58 churches have caught fire or been subjected to attacks so far. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.